We sometimes let our emotions, our experiences, our choices, our circumstances, or worst, our mistakes to define who we are and what we're capable of. You are listening to Happy Day, welcoming you to a podcast where we will try to talk about things outside the box. Welcome to our fifth episode. This topic is not actually what's supposed to be on our fifth episode, pero hinihingi ng pagkakataon na mapublish na siya ASAP. Kasi hindi talaga madaling pagdaanan tong pandemic anxiety na to. I mean, anxiety itself. Yung dapat sa episode na to, win-workout ko na siya ng bonggang-bongga, malapit na din siya, so please bear with me. So ayun nga, here it is. I was led to write this down few months after the quarantine. Siguro 2 to 3 months after ng quarantine kasi alam mo yon, ang lala nitong anxiety na dinulot nitong pandemic na to. So, ito siya. How do we deal with this pandemic anxiety? Where is it coming from? And what does it cost us? I know a lot of people are going through this now. Kung isa ka sa mga yon, I may not know kung ano yung eksaktong pinagdadaanan mo. Pero alam ko na it's not an accident na napadpad ka sa episode na to. Alam ko may rason kung bakit kailangan mo tong marinig ngayon. Okay, let's try to figure out first what's causing the anxiety. It may be out of fear, out of financial issues, or out of this quarantine love thing, name it. Hindi ko alam yung pinagdadaanan mo, idagdag mo na lang sa listahan natin yan. Whatever you're anxious about, hihimayin natin yan, and I am hoping that by the end of this episode, makatulong na masurpass mo tong season na to. Yung pinagdadaanan mo, daanan mo lang. Huwag mong tambayan. Parang bagyo lang din yan eh. Wala namang bagyo na nagstay. Lahat sila dumadaan lang, lumilipas lang. And this anxiety, this too shall pass. Okay, what's causing the anxiety ba? Is this fear? Yung cause ba ng anxiety mo dahil natatakot ka? May isang nag-post dun sa isang group kung saan ako kasali. Nag-develop daw siya ng anxiety ngayon kasi parang natatakot siyang mamatay or fear of death in general. I remember yung time na ako din. I was so afraid to die. Yung parang ang dami ko pang gustong maabot, dami ko pang gustong marating sa buhay, tapos mamamatay ako, ay parang hindi naman pwede yon. Then, ang nagpakalma ng fear ko is when I realized that, you know, death is certain. Whether I permit it or not, mangyayari at mangyayari siya. Pero ngayon, hindi na ako takot that if tomorrow may not welcome me anymore, alam ko na there's a greater place waiting for me. The life waiting for me in heaven is much more beautiful than the life I have here. Yes, may mga pangarap ako. At syempre, ayoko pang mauna. Sino ba naman ang gustong mauna, diba? Gusto ko pang mag-asawa at magkaanak. Pero yun nga, kung yung kontrata ko hindi naaabot doon, I'm gonna live happy. I'll be with my savior and for sure mas masaya doon. Sounds creepy, no? Dati, takot din akong magsalita or magsulat about sa ganitong topic kasi parang premonition daw and all. Pero sa mga recent na nangyayari, like for example, yung kay Lloyd Cadena, hindi kami close ha, pero dahil napapanood namin siya dito sa bahay, na-affect talaga kami ng bonggang-bongga sa pagkawala niya, knowing na 26 years old pa lang siya, we are of the same age. Pero diba, kung alam lang siguro niya na mawawala siya kaagad, baka gumawa din siya ng vlog telling everyone how he lived a good life na kahit na mag-expire na yung kontrata niya, iiwan niya yung mga mahal niya sa buhay, assuring them na aalis siyang masaya. Although I think nagawa rin naman niya yon. Hindi lang niya vocally nasabi, pero with how he lived his life, makikita naman din natin na masaya siya. So let us not take every single day for granted. Kasi hindi natin alam kung kailan yung literal na last day na natin. That's why, if fear is consuming you right now, with everything that is happening, I pray that one day, you wake up, nagugustuhin mong sulitin yung bawat araw at hindi ka na matatakot. You know, you just have to accept the Lord with all your heart. He will calm all your fears and doubts. Huwag mong hayaan na yung mga fear na yan will steal your life. Kasi it's not worth it. It's costing you your peace. Or, you are anxious now because of financial issues. yung hindi na enough yung kinikita mo kasi nabawasan yung sahod mo, pero yung bills hindi naman, yung tiyan na pinapakain mo hindi din, or may business ka na hindi nakasurvive sa pandemic, or nawalan ka ng trabaho, humina yung kita mo, ganyan. Ang hirap, di ba? Yun bang ang daling sabihin na pera lang yan? But it consumes us, tama? We even spend almost all our lives working to earn. Ang hirap i-deal ng financial issues din, lalo na ngayong pandemic, kasi hindi siya issue lang na pwede mong itulog. It's an issue that needs solution. Dito what I learned, hindi ka lang dapat talaga magaling sa school, hindi ka lang dapat intellectually intelligent, dapat magaling ka sa buhay. Ngayong pandemic, nagka-desire ako na mas pagbutihin yung buhay ko para just in case, pero wag naman sana, kung mangyari ulit to, I can be of help. And you know, more than the relief goods, more than the ayuda, what people need is a chance. Kahit yung pinakamahirap pa ng mahirap, if only they will be given the chance, I guess part of them, most of them, gugustuhin talaga nilang pagbutihin din yung buhay nila. And sometimes, tayo yung nagkikreate ng mga chances na yon. Chances for ourselves or chances for others. My best friend and my sister, ang galing nila sa racket-racket, sa mga business, ganyan. I was given the chance na matuto from them. Although madami pa akong kailangang matutunan, I grab every chance I have to learn from them. Huwag mong ikahiya yung mga bagay na naghahapag ng pagkain sa mesa nyo. Believe talaga ako dun sa mga tao na walang hiya. You know, yung mga walang hiya sa pagbebenta, sa pagtitinda, sa pagtatrabaho para lang may maihapag sila sa mga pamilya nila. Sa ganitong pandemic, yung mga diploma natin, display muna yan sa pader. Mas importante ngayon na ma-survive natin tong pandemic na to. So kung yung anxiety mo ngayon eh dahil sa financial issues, well, baka ito na yung time para mas maging magaling ka sa buhay. I pray that the Lord will bless the works of your hand, yung wisdom na manggagaling sa Kanya. One day, you will stare at the blessings na you only wished to have before. But for now, you have to step up. Kaya mo yan. Or isa ka din sa nabiktima nitong quarantine love thing. I was listening to some podcasters and dinidiscuss talaga nila to kasi ang daming hindi nga tinamaan ng COVID, tinamaan naman itong quarantine fling whatsoever. This is something that we should never rush kahit may pandemya pa. I remember Pastor Ravinos of his life. Ang sabi niya one time dun sa tambayan session na may time na parang na-frustrate siya about sa love life niya. I'm not sure dun sa exact word kung frustration nga yung term na ginamit niya. Basta na-affect siya or pumasok din sa sistema niya yon, yung about sa love life niya. Then na-realize niya na baka she wanted it too much and she wanted it too soon. Kaya ganun kahirap. Kaya nahihirapan siyang maghintay. Sobrang natamaan ako doon. Ngayong quarantine, sobra na yung pag-iisip ko. Sobrang lala na ng anxiety ko sa bagay na to. Kina-question ko na si Lord, Lord, parusa ba to? Sa akin, sa mga tinurn down ko dati, sa mga napaiyak ko, nalampasan ko na ba siya, Lord? Tapos hindi ko lang alam, isa ba siya dun sa mga sinabihan ko nung no noon? Ganon, ganon kalala. Then, narinig ko yung testimony ni Pastor Ravinos. I was reminded na hindi naman kami pareho ng plano ni Lord. Na pwedeng para sa akin, pwedeng nadedelay na yung buhay ko. Pero para sa kanya, hindi. On time lang ako. Pasok na pasok pa ako dun sa timetable niya. Ginamit ko yung oras ko para mag-serve sa kanya. Kaya hindi niya hahayaan na masayang yon. Na nakita niya akong naghintay. And that he will make sure na worth it yung paghihintay ko. So ikaw, don't settle for anything less than the best. Hindi pwede yung pwede na. Dapat, pwedeng pwede na. You maximize this time. Your waiting time should be your growing time. Sabi nga ng Boiling Waters, may taong nag-iipon para sa'yo. Huwag kang magbagsak presyo. If I may also share with you, this one natutunan ko siya nung pinanood ko yung interview ni Joy Spring and Erin Ataide with Gretchen Ho. Ang sabi nila doon, label what you're going through. Ang sabi ni Gretchen Ho, label what you're going through. O ikaw ha, anxiety ka. Anxiety ka lang, hindi ikaw si Day. You do not define me kasi anxiety ka lang. Nung narinig ko yun, parang oo nga no, we sometimes let our emotions, our experiences, our choices, our circumstances, or worst, our mistakes to define who we are and what we're capable of. Yes, admittedly, may mga bagay that goes beyond our control na parang feeling natin nagiging kabawasan sa pagkatao natin. But you know, hanggat may bagong umaga tayo, may pagkakataon tayo to become better. Ang masarap pa dun, ang sabi ni Lord sa 1 Corinthians, He remembers our sins no more. Ganun kalala yung grace niya. I guess gusto niya tayong i-assure na enough yung ginawa ni Lord, ni Jesus, sa cross to redeem us, na there's nothing we can do that can make Him love us less. Grabe, no? Tapos pagising mo pa lang sa umaga, speak good words to yourself. Kasi, we attract what we believe in eh. Kung kauumpisa pa lang ng araw, feeling mo, defeated ka na, eh defeated ka na nga talaga. Kasi nakumbinsi mo na yung sarili mo eh. Nakumbinsi mo na yung sarili mo that you're not good enough, na isa kang malaking failure na wala ka ng tomorrow at puro ka na lang yesterday. Now, whatever it is that blocks your happiness, labelan mo. O loneliness. Loneliness ka lang ha. O sadness. Sadness ka lang ha. O anxiety. Anxiety ka lang ha. O depression. Depression ka lang ha. You do not define me. Kasi I am more than that. I am capable. I am talented. I can make it in this life. I am beautiful. I can be who I was meant to be. I am more and I can be more. And to end this episode, for me, the most important lesson I learned this pandemic on how I can address this anxiety is to actually surrender everything to God. Surrender everything to Him. Everything that weighs you down. Doubt man yan, anger, jealousy, fear, sadness, loneliness, anxiety, depression. I don't know kung napanood mo na itong movie na to, pero isa siya sa bumago ng perspective ko about kay Lord, about sa buhay. Siguro 1 year Christian pa lang ako nung napanood ko. Ito yung Facing the Giants. Available siya sa Netflix, kaya pagkatapos nitong podcast episode na to, you might as well want to watch it. So after kong napanood, parang sasabog yung puso ko sa sobrang dami kong natutunan. Itong movie na to talagang babasagin ka. So basahin ko na lang, just in case hindi nyo pa nabasa yung sa page ni Happy Day. So ito siya. Watched Facing the Giants for more than 10 times already, but this time it hit me differently. Maybe because now, I already have real struggles and real pain. I knew God is trying to tell me something through this movie. He wanted to tell me that whenever I feel defeated, He is with me. Whenever I feel that He's not answering my prayers, He's assuring me that I will never walk in this life alone because He has no plans of leaving me behind. He wanted me to know that it may seem a lot harder today, but He is a miracle-working God and He can turn things around for my advantage because He loves me. That whenever people tell me that I cannot do it, I just need to remind myself that I only have an audience of one. That in victory or defeat, I can give Him the glory and that He is proud of me. That it is always too early to quit because great things are waiting for me. That whenever I feel like I don't have what it takes to win in this life, I have Him and that makes it possible for me to be someone He wants me to be. That my heartbreaks today are His way of preparing me of the biggest breakthrough that He has in store for me. Now if you haven't watched it yet, do yourself a favor. Tapos you can DM me kung ano yung naging impact sa'yo nung movie, I might include it sa next episode natin. If today, ayaw mo na yung bigat sa dibdib mo, you can choose to let go. You can choose to surrender your life to Jesus. There's no assurance na hindi mo na pagdadaanan ulit yan. But the only difference is that when storms in life hit again, alam mo na ngayon kanino ka tatakbo. Kasi you once experienced the kind of love, peace, comfort, assurance, grace, and mercy na meron kay Lord. Alam mo na yung mga testings na pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, they will one day turn out to be your greatest testimony. The deeper the pain, the deeper you can run into prayer. So for our verse for today, it's 1 Peter 5:7, the popular verse, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." yun yung memorize ko na verse. Yun yung lagi kong bit-bit sa akin. But nung tinignan ko yung mga naunang verse at yung pagkatapos ng verse na yon, mas na-amaze ako kay Lord. Basahin natin. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Verse 8. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. Ito talaga yung bumago sa akin. In the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. Amen. So after the suffering, He will not just restore you. He will make you strong. He will make you firm. And He will make you steadfast. Biruin mo yun. I hope and pray na makita mo ngayon na things may not seem to be getting better. But you can hope in the Lord. You can cast all your anxieties to Him. Not just because He is God. Not just because He needs you to. Not just because He's good. But because He cares for you. Lahat ng mga bagay na nagmamatter sa'yo, nagmamatter sa Kanya. Lahat ng mga bitbitin mong hindi nakakatulong sa'yo, He wanted to take them away. You just have to let Him. So that would be all for our episode for today. Be safe and stay healthy. God bless you. Love, happy day.